I'm happy to announce that Miss Maggie Berdine of our parish has been accepted as a novice for the Immaculate Heart of Mary Sisters here in Wichita. So the community is here with us this morning. Thank you. She's technically not a novice yet, novice in potential. Maggie is a recent Capon graduate. She's the daughter of Maurice and Deborah Berdine. I asked Maggie to share a few words about her discernment to enter religious life, so it's good for us to hear how God works in people's lives. So she's going to share with us for a couple minutes.
Hi. I want to start with a quote. To fall in love with God is the greatest romance. To seek him, the greatest adventure. To find him, the greatest human achievement. That was from St. Augustine. Like Father York said, I am the daughter of Maurice and Deborah Verdine. I'm one of 10. I'm number 9. I moved here from Ohio in 2012. I wasn't really that in touch with my faith. And so when I came, I was kind of amazed because you guys are all on fire with your faith. Everybody kind of came and joined around my family, which was really awesome. It was like a big warm hug, saying it was okay. Like you said, I graduated from Capon. My junior year, I kind of got involved in a lot. I really just wanted to get involved, meet new people. Like, what can I do next? And as I went on and went on, even through my senior year, second semester, I had Beth Ferraro, she's sitting over there, and Father Dan. I really wasn't that big of a fan of Father Dan, but I liked Mrs. Ferraro. So I liked her, and I knew her from my junior year. I used to talk to her. I'd go during my lunches, talk to her about my life, everything. She was like my mom at home. Well, not at home, but school. So I would talk to her, and one day, it was after spring break, I went to a symposium to Benedictine, and I was like, okay, well, maybe I want to be a teacher. I'll be a religion teacher. I can teach her class. I'll be a replacement. All good. And then I was like, that's not right. Something's not right. And so she was talking about religious life. And I just got this little poke. That was all it took. You're supposed to be your sister. I was just like, oh, crap. Like, that's not something in the game plan. So I kind of was just like, you know, I don't want to go visit because I know the answer. I don't like the answer. I don't want to deal with the answer. So I continued, and I eventually went to go visit. And then the day after I went, and I was talking to my mom about it in the car, and I was like, okay, it's just too perfect. There has to be something that's going to go wrong. What is it? What's the catch? And I went through the month of June, and I said, you know, I'll still discern it, but I'm not sure if that's what God's calling me to do. One day, I went to 6:30 a.m. Mass, and for those who know me, I'm a morning person, but not that morning person. And that's sure to change. So I went, and that was all. I just had to sit there and listen, and I just got that note. You're supposed to be a sister. I was like, okay. That's all I had to say. That took enough, and I talked to my mom about it. And we were all pretty emotional about it because we thought we had more time. So I have been accepted. I actually am standing up here to thank all of you. Thank you for being on fire with your faith. Thank you for being the best role models of faith life for me. I really do appreciate it. Thank you.